The Northern Territory's Environment Protection Authority has released its review of an audit into odours coming from the Livingston Abattoir near Darwin. The Australian Agricultural Company got an audit done following ongoing complaints from people in the region about the smells. Joining me now is Chair of the Territory's EPA, Dr. Bill Freeland. What's the conclusion of the review?
Well, we received the documentation in December, subsequent to our issuing a direction that they conduct an audit. We got the information and we reviewed it at our meeting from between the 2nd and 4th of February. And essentially, I think what we found was that they did all this work, and some of it's been very, very good. But the big question we had was with the modelling they've done on odour dispersion, if you like, out of the abattoir site. Our concerns were twofold, I suppose. One, some of the data that were put in there were a bit iffy, like the meteorological information underestimated certain sorts of winds that actually do occur there. They didn't include all the sources of odour in their modelling. And the magnitude of the emissions from the irrigation area simply weren't evaluated. So if you go on and on, it suggests that there may be some errors in the estimates.
So it wasn't a good audit.
That's a concern.
It wasn't a good audit.
Well, in some senses it was, and some we felt that needed some remediation. I think the other important thing is that in spite of all that, the outcome was that there would be continuing odours outside the AACo site, and that means that people would continue to suffer some sort of distress periodically because of these emissions, and we weren't overly happy. So we suggested that AACo go back and, in their own interest, really, do some more modelling and maybe think about some additional mitigations to try and lower the profile of the odour release.
Mitigations like what?
Well, they're about to put in an aeration pond, which is a really, really good move, and we think that's excellent, and we fully approve of that. But they've got it relatively close to the boundary, and we, for example, suggested they move it to a more central location of their choice as one way of reducing the likelihood of odours leaving the site. And they could look at more, perhaps, but we just made some suggestions. We're not telling them what to do. The responsibility for the odours is theirs, and they have to meet the basic undertakings that they made.
Or else what?
Well, the odour shouldn't leave the boundary, and that was their undertaking right from the beginning.
Who did the audit?
They got some... well, there's two components to it. One is you've got an auditor who's a fully accredited person and has very, very strict legal requirements. And that person then goes and hires specialist people or organisations to look at different aspects of what it is he's auditing. And they provide reports, and then he goes through and accredits those reports.
I'm still scratching my head as to how a business can go and do an audit, and it seems like they haven't even gone to the EPA just to double-check the exact things they need to be testing.
Well, that's up to the auditor and his specialist. Excuse me. For example, there is a problem out there with the meteorological data, and it's not the auditor's problem, and that is that there aren't any good long-term data out there, and you're really left with some pretty bad choices, and one of those is what they did, which is use Bureau of Meteorology information for the air much higher than the AACo site itself, and extrapolate that, and that causes problem because it tends to underestimate certain winds in certain directions at certain times, and that can be a problem. So there are legitimate problems in there, and AACo has, in fact, last year implemented weather monitoring on site. So that problem will be corrected.
Last time we heard from AACo on this issue, it said it had been working closely with the EPA and had made a number of significant changes to the facility to reduce odours.
I think
those changes have made a difference, have they?
Certain aspects that were conducted during the audit, I believe, may well have been very good. For example, they had someone go through with them and look at their processing and their sites and documenting where the odours might be coming from and offering them advice on how they could manage those sources much better. And I actually think that things have improved as a result of those sorts of things that have, in fact, come out of the audit. We're just talking about the net outcome, which is the modelling, which says, hey, it's going to keep going, and that they should be aware of it, and offering some suggestions and hoping that they take on their responsibilities.
Can a meatworks ever truly stop a smell from drifting over the fence?
I believe so. And they're getting better at it, and I think we can look forward to better times, but there may need to be additional works. And they are responsible for it, and we will make them accountable.
So is it essentially it's back to the drawing board now for AACo and get another audit done?
No, we're not telling them that. They have to make up their minds how they're going to manage their odour production, and they will make their own priorities, and they will wear whatever the consequences are, I guess.
Thanks for the update, Bill Freeland. Appreciate it.
No, look, anytime.
Thank you. That's Dr. Bill Freeland is the chair of the Northern Territories Environment Protection Authority.